NMR LLC, reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution, NMR LLC, in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
From the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. Well, our guest this morning is Chris Alexander. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Stan. And thank you for having me back on your broadcast.
Well, it's great to have you with us. Why don't you tell our listeners about your book and about your concern about what's going on today?
Well, the books, I've written several books that are on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, on Kindle, most e-book readers, as well as Books A Million. They're available at 25,000 bookstores across the nation. And what they're about, the second book is Two Truths, Two Justices. And this book is about the personal agenda of Barack Hussein Obama, also known as Barry Sartorial. So my concerns are that our government, and we are closer to losing our government and our country than we've ever been before. And I can back this up with all kinds of supporting statements. But there's been a mirage of attacks against us from certain presidents, from Jimmy Carter, from Bill Clinton, and somewhat of Bush, both Bushes as well, because both Bushes are in the oil business. It's with the Osama bin Laden family. The name of the company is Arbusto. You can check it out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Do your own research. And Obama, since he's been in office, 2009 was an extremely busy year for him because of the fact that he did more damage than what most people could realize. But let me take you back to the Clinton years, because this is really points out how Clinton and Obama are very similar. They're like two peas in a pod. Bill Clinton wrote an executive order, 12472, and attached to that executive order is a PDD 25. The PDD stands for Presidential Direction Discretion. So in this PDD 25, he gave our sovereignty away to the United Nations, whereby our troops are under their command, and no president should ever do that. But following that, Obama in 2009 went to Copenhagen and tried to give our sovereignty away to get American citizens tried for crimes that weren't yet crimes in our country. So he wasn't successful at that. Had he been, we would have lost more freedoms and more sovereignty than we could ever imagine. So now it brings us up to a question, and I've been asked this question many times. The question is, where are we at this juncture? So I can tell you where we're at. It's real simple. If you look at Second Chronicles 7:14, it says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. That's where we're at, Dr. Stan and audience. So we have a lot to overcome. And in my book, Two Truths, Two Justices, I have stated that 2020 is a landmark year due to the fact that there's so many people behind Obama that that want him to do more damage to our country than what he's done before, as well as the others. So there's one particular person that heads a group that has a lot of power. It's called the American Muslim Alliance. They also have what's called the soldiering group, or the fighters, which are the American Muslim Task Force. This is all headed up by Aghad Saeed. And he has stated that he wanted a Muslim president by 2020. So for him to make statements like that, first of all, the government has to be taken over by a lot of devout Muslims being placed in key positions, as well as Muslims being brought into this country and the population of Muslims increasing over us. So we have a birth rate of 1.2 children per family. I think that's the most recent number. It could be 1.3. But the Muslims are at 2.11. So all these things that it's kind of like you said before, Dr. Stan, about the story, the backstory. Well, here's could be the backstory to this with the abortions that are going on. And now Obama has a new program in his Obamacare, C-A-I-R, I call it. I have the spelling. I don't do it C-A-R-E because there's nothing caring about it. So what it points out is that he has a factor, Section 2713, that talks about sterilization. So this type of thing that's going on, it looks like the backstory is to reduce the population of Americans and increase the population of Muslims so they can take over, because that's their ultimate goal. So that being the case, each person, they really need to ask themselves a question, because, like I said, the Muslims have been appointed. A lot of Muslims have been appointed. Even in 2010, Obama appointed Jihad F. Saleh. He also has another name, Jihad Saleh Williams. He has connection to Anwar Hajj, who is a terrorist. And he gained that terrorist through a Democrat by the name of Gregory Meeks, who's a Democrat in New York. So Obama's placed a lot of people in governmental positions. This Jihad F. Saleh was appointed by Obama to be program coordinator through the Congressional Muslim Staffing Association, and they want 8,000 devout Muslims and Muslims only to be placed into government positions. So Jihad F. Saleh is going to be doing the screening for the resumes and so forth and so on. Even during that time in 2009, he had said, and this is a direct quote from the Arab American News Network, this is what Jihad F. Williams said, Jihad F. Saleh. He said that we didn't want to put the president into a precarious position. We didn't want we didn't know if he wanted the American public to know how close he's working with the Muslim world community. So that right there tells you a lot about it. And for him to have a Midwest organization
Hold the thought, Chris. We'll be back in just a moment. Chris Alexander.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Progress isn't about where you've been. It's about where you're going. And the 2013 Ram 1500 gets you there with best-in-class 25 miles per gallon and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. This is a truck that critics have named 2013 North American Truck of the Year, Four-Wheeler Pickup Truck of the Year, and the Truck of Texas. It's the fastest-growing truck brand in America. Guts. Glory. Ram. Trade in your vehicle and get $7,700 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew and Quad Cab 4x4 equipped with a Hemi V8 engine. Standard pickup class, EPA estimated 25 highway MPG based on Ram V6 4x2. Based on Experian automotive registration data from 2010 to 2012. See dealer for a copy of powertrain limited warranty. Values include $4,500 total cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Trade-in vehicle must be registered to qualified buyer for at least 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Offer ends 6/3.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this morning is Chris Alexander, who's very concerned about the Muslim influence in America, and certainly I think maybe the reproduction rates for the are a little higher than he'd given. But be that as it may, the white population is not reproducing itself here in the United States, and there certainly is an organized effort to bring in more and more Muslims into the country, and they have much higher birth rates than the American people do. Although we are all under attack, there's certainly some GMO foods decrease fertility, so many of the medications we take decrease fertility, Wi-Fi and smart meters actually decrease fertility, as do cell phones. If you have a cell phone, you carry it on your belt, why, it knocks down the male sperm count 50%, but you're never going to read about this thing. Fortunately, you do have the Internet, so you can go out and check all of these things to find out wherein the truth lies, because you're never going to get the truth from the controlled television or from the controlled newspapers and magazines, which are commonly used here in America. But fortunately, we have the Internet. We have alternative radio, and if you are concerned about yourself and the survival of Western and Christian civilization, you're going to start doing independent research, and you're going to find some shocking things. Well, go right ahead, Chris.
So we were talking about the statement about putting devout Muslims in every sensitive position to be the first thing they have to do to have the government taken over. The second thing would be to bring more Muslims in the country. Well, in 2010... Obama, what he did, started in 2009, June the 5th of 2009, he brought in Kareem Chopra and Omar Ashraf, as well as David Hyman. He brought these people in. They're all devout Muslims, and they're sitting on the board. They're making the policy for Homeland Security on the board of a Homeland Advisory Council. So Napolitano doesn't run anything. The only thing she runs is her mouth in relation to what they tell her to say. So that's where we're at with this, and there's so many other people. You look at Islam A. Siddique, who was brought in by Obama. If you remember the recess appointment that he was brought in under, the recess appointment is when the Senate's in recess, you can bring somebody in. They never were in recess. He violated that. He violated a lot of other things, too. But that's for another show. So what's going on is the placement of all these Muslims in key positions. So the next thing is to bring Muslims in from other countries. Well, in 2010, Obama, according to the United States Immigration and Migration Act of 1962, and he used that act as well as the Inter-Country Adoption Act of 2000, to bring in a lot of Muslims that cost this country $20.3 million for their housing and their food. So this year, fast forwarding to this year, he brought in 80,000 Muslims. And he's building up, it's obvious to see that he is building up the base of Muslims for voting power, as he gives a lot of leeway to the Muslims. If you look at Obamacare, you'll find out in sections 7201 and 7203, those are the individual mandates. What he has done, he has taken those individual mandates and he's exempted all Muslims in this country from that. So
Muslims don't have to come under Obamacare?
No, they don't. He's exempted them, every one of them. And something else in conjunction with that, if you notice, one of the richest men in the world was just defined here a short while ago, and that was none other than Bill Gates. And I'm sure you realize that he has the Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So what does this have to do with what we're talking about? Well, it's got a lot to do with it. He's worth $72 billion, Dr. Stan and audience, $72 billion. with that kind of money, you can do a lot of damage or you can do a lot of good for the Lord. But he's gone the other way. He's partnered, and this is from several years ago. He's partnered with Sheikh Sattar Abu Ghouta, who has an organization called Minja. And this organization is bent on getting Sharia law in all banks all over the world and making Sharia law of the land and of the world. So he's dedicated his money and his time for this. So now comes a question to the American people. And this question is going to require some action on the people's part. So each person really needs to ask themselves this question. If your home was threatened, what would you do? How would you react? What would you say? Well, in my book, Truth of Political Answers, in chapter 25, your house, America, has been invaded. It's at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and it's been invaded through being usurped by Obama and the miscreants that want to take over the government, as well as the people that want to try and change our country, transform, if you will, hope and change, if you will, their side, not ours. So I'm sure you realize that the IRS, there was a scandal, whatever, that came up about that. And that's the Internal Revenue Service. That's where I believe, in my opinion, that the 8,000 Muslims are going to go that Obama is wanting to put in. And if that happens, then they will have the United States Code Title 26 behind them, which is a very powerful code. So you can see that the Internal Revenue Service is no longer the Internal Revenue Service. It's actually the Internal Retaliation System against Americans.
But Chris, you can't make that generalization of the Muslims aren't working there. I mean, you may feel that, Meyer, may fear that, but you can't make the statement. Certainly the IRS has been used for political purposes, but that has nothing to do with the Muslim issue.
Well, if he puts 8,000 of them in that arena.
Well, if he does, but he hasn't done it, and we can't say that he's going to do that. So.
No, but based on somewhat of knowing his character, I've been able to determine what he's going to do in the future with some other things, and this is just my opinion, but I think based on his character that he will try to do that.
Well, I think that for our listeners out there, there is the most amazing clip. You can actually find it on my website of RadioLiberty.com. If you go to the section on other videos around the web, something of that sort. And basically, if you go to the very beginning of that, why one of the is an interview that Barack Hussein Obama gave in 2008. He's being interviewed by a reporter, and he's talking about the election that's coming up, where he's going to be running for the president against John McCain. And he says, you know, certainly Senator McCain, I'm just so grateful that Senator McCain has not been critical of my Muslim faith. And the gentleman who's interviewing him says, no, you mean your Christian faith. And Obama said, oh, yes, my Christian faith. Well, of course, we have to ask, why in heaven's name would McCain be critical of his Christian faith? Well, it's because he's not a Christian. It's all a facade. You need to see that one clip to understand what is really going on today. The other thing, of course, we have the clips there where, of course, Barack goes over to visit with the king of Saudi Arabia, and he bows down. He bows down 90 degrees. So his actually back is at a right angle. And of course, when this was brought out here in America, Barack Obama's associates and public relations people said, the President of the United States would never bow to anyone. He would never bow down to the King of Saudi Arabia. After all, he is the President of the United States. It didn't happen. Well, you can actually see those clips on my website where Barack Hussein Obama bows 90 degrees before and at this point he is the President of the United States, bowing in submission to the King of Saudi Arabia, who heads the Muslim faith. Go right ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so the bowing down, since you mentioned that, is in is in my book. I have stated why he bowed down, the reason for it, and I even have a picture of that. And it just
why
shows
did
his...
he bow down? What is the significance of that for our listeners?
The significance is that through my research, I found out that Obama received quite a bit of money through the what's called the Golden Chain. And this is comprised of 20 Saudi billionaires, including Sulaiman Abdulaziz al-Raji, as well as Abdullah Saleh Kamel, who's worth $5.3 billion. And he has a group called Baraka Group that controls the Islamic Banking Center. There's 20 Saudi billionaires that finance terrorism all over the world. What does this have to do with King Abdulaziz al-Saud? It has quite a bit to do. I don't believe he's in that golden chain, but I think he has an influence. So during that time, there's an American by the name of Don Warden, whose Muslim name is Khalid al-Mansur. He was an advisor to the king, and that's where the money track came through him via the golden chain. The golden chain was established in Herndon, Virginia, in quite some time ago. So that was his sign of respect for what they're doing for him. And incidentally, I mentioned Abdullah Saleh Kamel. He is a terrorist. He received the Medal of Aziz from King Abdullah. Likewise, Obama also received that same medal from King Abdullah. So the significance is, and from what King Abdullah said, that he doesn't give this medal out unless he considers them very close friends and on the same page as what he is. So that basically it encapsulates what is going on. And also in 2010, I just remembered that Obama brought in 13 Sharia-compliant attorneys into the White House under a fellowship program. So why would he do that? There's so many things that are going on and so fast that people really need to get into the Word. They need to understand what the Lord wants. People need to live on God's terms and not our own terms, because we're not going to make it if we don't. So basically that's what is out there. But you look at all the associations of Obama and everything, there's quite a few friends that he has that are terrorists. There's the influence that is there, the influence by his mother through communism. So that's a dangerous combination, Islam and communism. But they are partners to try to do what they can to affect the United States of America. So there's certain terrorists that are building projects as we speak in the United States. And these projects, one of them is six blocks from the White House, and it's called the City Center DC Project. So the people behind this are Barwa Real Estate and Investment, Barwa Al-Khor, who the CEO is Yosef Ahmad Al-Hamadi, a terrorist. Also Sheikh Abdullah bin Khalid Al-Thani, who is another terrorist that was harboring Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And in 1996, he was harboring a lot of Al-Qaeda operatives. Since I mentioned Khalid Sheikh Mohammed...
Basically, what are these people doing?
What they're doing...
This place is just a few blocks from the White House, but what is their function?
They're going to build a center. It's a mega business center. And anybody that goes into this center has to comply to Sharia law. They have to. That's the understanding. It's been negotiated since 2006. And it's a $700 million project. It's financed by the people I mentioned. Also, InvestCorp, Farhan Mahmood is another terrorist that is financing this. And picking up the rest of the tab is Morgan Stanley, who happens to be Sharia compliant. So you can see that the effect, if it is governed only by Sharia law and something happens, there could be a domino effect where these people might want their own police force. It may change city ordinances. It could have a different effect. And most people think that could never happen. But from what we've witnessed so far with the Obama administration, a lot of these things that shouldn't have happened are happening or could happen. So that's what we're looking at. So the other people that are financing this thing are Citigroup or Citibank. But there's been quite a few banks organizations like Dow Jones, like Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, used to be Washington Mutual Bank. They've all become Sharia compliant. So it's picking its pace up. And
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Chris Alexander. And if you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Chris Alexander, and he's talking about his book. Chris, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get your website, how they can get copies of your book? And then we have a caller. But how can people get your website and get copies of your book?
That's fairly easy. The website is USA Unified Strength in America. .com. So if you go to that, obviously...
Now one more time, what is the title of it?
USA Unified Strength in America.com.
All right, fine.
What you'll get on the web is factual, hardcore research that's done. And after each article, I have attached a certain portion of scripture that applies to that particular article.
Okay, fine. Now, we do have a caller. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Who's calling?
Hello. Good morning. My name is Ann, and I'm calling because I want to ask him, if he can give us specific steps as to what we can do, because there are so many people listening to your station right now. And we thank you very much for this warning and this knowledge. So if we get this to our legislators, what else can we do? We need to organize, it would seem, to make a very strong exposure of this, because it can't stand when it's exposed, and this is treason.
All right. Well,
let me ask you a question. What state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
From Colorado. Okay. There's a lot of things that we can do, and it seems confusing because we're getting hit from many fronts. Your name is Ann?
Yeah.
Okay, Ann, we're getting hit from many fronts. So there's a lot of things that we can do. You can, you know, contact your congressmen, your senators that are effective and everything. There's governors throughout our state. I'm not sure who your governor is for Colorado, but
it's Hickenlooper, I think it is.
Okay. So I don't know whether they're following suit with Governor Pawlenty and Governor Rick Perry. I don't know if you know what's going on with them. They are the leaders with 14 other governors. Now, they have formed state defense forces. Now, that tells me that they are in somewhat of a state of preparedness against something that the government may do in the way of tyranny. So Obama knows that they formed these state defense forces. So what he has done, he has issued national security letters telling them to cease and desist from what they're doing immediately, or they will be arrested for the crime of treason. Some of the states are involved. I don't think Colorado's in that. I know Louisiana and Kansas and Georgia and Texas, obviously, and Minnesota, where Governor Perry is there. Also, Tennessee, they're involved, and Virginia. So they have concerns. That's exactly why they are doing what they're doing by having state defense forces. But Obama should never say that he's going to try them for treason, because I did a lot of research. It took me 7 months to research a lot of the United States Code titles. There's 70 of them that Obama has violated. They go all the way from false statements to subornation of perjury to perjury to counterfeiting and a lot of other things. Counterfeiting in relation to his birth certificate, because Sheriff Joel Pyle already proved that it was a fraudulent document. And for him to do that, and it does qualify for counterfeiting. There's many other charges. So other concerns, what Obama's doing, I would tell people, I know you don't have a lot of time and you work a job, you're tired when you get home, but just dedicate yourself to 30 minutes every night for 6 months, and you'll see a lot of things that are coming about. These people don't get in office because good people don't vote. They get in office because good people that vote for these people do not do the research that they need to do to be able to find out. And there's some other things that are going on that people need to be aware of, like the 509A3, which is a IRS statute. This is a supporting organization document where an organization can come up under any name and give as much money as they want without giving the source of their money. So, for example, if you're looking at a cover name for an organization that wants to give money to a terrorist organization, they can do that, and they don't have to divulge where they get their money from. So that needs to be stopped. They need to have something stopping that in the way of language and legislation. So, but there's other people that are concerned with this, too. Like you have Harry Alford. He's the CEO of the Black Chamber of Commerce. And he says that he, quote, wants to thank the Lord for our Constitution. And he states that the NRA was established to assist in the protection of black people against the tyranny of the Ku Klux Klan. So it was established by people that are protective, not destructive. Further quote, if you look at the Reverend William Owens Jr., he's a black minister. He said that this administration is far from the truth, and he goes on to say that Obama's agenda is anti-American and without God, guns, or the Constitution, America will come to an end with haste. So there's other people that are concerned and can see the writing on the wall with what's coming about. Even if you look back at certain issues that in the Sunday Standard and the Kenyan Daily newspaper, when Obama was trying to get into the Senate, they said that Kenyan-born Obama is going to be entering into the Senate. So they know that he was born in Kenya. The president of the country also said he was born in Kenya, as well as members of Parliament and ambassadors from Kenya to the United States. But getting on to what we were talking about, Ann, that what we can do is we can stand up. People need to stand up and stand and speak out, because that's what is going to take effect. I mean, we are the majority. We are the people that the Constitution was designed for, and we need to just stand firm in God and know that, you know, we don't have a spirit of cowardice. You know, we have what we have is rather a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. So I hope
yes,
that answers your question.
Well, thank you. Act for America, Ann Geller, Robert Spencer, those are people who are warning us about this, and we can you can join Act for America, because there are so many chapters across the country. And Obama'sRealFather.com is an excellent DVD to share with your family and friends, because we have to make sure that he is exposed for who he is. And, boy, I'm glad to hear that Governor Perry is doing something about this. I forgot who else you mentioned, and I will visit your website every day. And,
well,
and I hope
Ann,
the listeners...
Don't forget what Obama said, his own words. I was on a talk show one time, and a woman called in and told me that Obama was not a Muslim. I've been saying he's a Muslim before 2005 when I was doing research on him. And I said, would you believe
thought,
it?
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareconstruction.com.
Rocky Mountain Shooters Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military. We thank you and your families for the sacrifice you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. May God bless America. This message from Rocky Mountain Shooters Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins, the full-line gun store and indoor shooting range, the largest gun safe dealer in Colorado. For information, call 472-5600. That's 472-5600, or visit rmss.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan here. I guess this morning, Chris Alexander. We have Ann calling in. If you'd like to call, you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. 7524. Go right ahead, Chris.
So as we were saying, that this lady called in and said that Obama definitely was not a Muslim because he said he's a Christian many times. I said, yes, but he said a lot of other things that you probably wouldn't believe unless you heard it yourself. Would you believe him if he said that he was a Muslim? And then there was a pause, and she said, yes, I would believe it. And I said, well, guess what? January the 28th of 2010, he was on Niles TV. That was in Egypt. He made a statement. He said, I swear I am a Muslim. He also said in that same statement, he said, my father was a Muslim, my stepfather was a Muslim, my half-brother is a Muslim, and he said, now here's the key thing, listen closely, listen, I am loyal to the Muslim agenda. Now, what do you think the Muslim agenda has been? From a publication called Chicago Crescent, you can see a lot of people that are aligned with this same type of agenda, including John Esposito, who's a professor at Georgetown University. He speaks fluent Arabic, and he at Georgetown University, there's a center there called the Al-Walid bin Talha Center for Muslim and Christian Understanding, and that was financed with all Muslim Brotherhood money. So he goes to Chicago Crescent, and obviously, it's in the city of Chicago, which is a very, I call it the cradle of radicalism, and that's where a lot of radicalism was born and everything. So I'm not condemning the city. I'm just pointing out what the tradition has been in criminality and the radicalism and even terrorism, with Bill Ayers being there, that the Mayor Daley had said of Bill Ayers one time, and this shows you the mindset of Bill Daley, of Mayor Daley, of Richard Daley, he said that Bill Ayers is the most valuable asset to our community. So that shows you where they're going. So
now, where can people get that reference to his Obama speech in Egypt? I've heard this quoted before. Where is it available? How can people find out? I think he was not, was he speaking in English at the time? Or was he, when Obama speaking in Arabic, do you know?
Well, it's in my book. It's in, actually, I thought it was so important that I put it in both my books. As to the exact page number, I'm a little bit caught off guard because, like I said,
okay, fine. But basically, it's in your book. But is there a reference? Was this on, certainly can this be gotten on Google? Can it be gotten on the internet? How can we?
Yes.
Can people go to other sources? What's your source of the story? Because I think it's probably true, but I'd like to, for the skeptic out here, this is a powerful statement because there's no way to be loyal to the Muslim agenda and be loyal to the Constitution.
Yeah, that can't happen. It's either one or the other. You can't serve two masters. That's even in the Bible tells us everything about how to handle certain situations. It would only read and listen and apply it. But, yeah, you can go to Nile TV 2010. That was when he was in Egypt with Foreign Minister Geit, G-E-I-T, and it should pop up, and you'll see it. It's nothing that's imagined. It's not anything that has been created. It's an actual thing. Somehow, Barry Satoro, also known as Barack Hussein Obama, feels that if he says something overseas, it will not get back here. But due to a lot of sources and a lot of the way things are, it is a small world. It really is. And news travels fast. So he's been able to be unanchored, so to speak, through that process of people just staying in touch and relating information. So there's other information that, for example, he had also said to the people when Nowruz was going on, Nowruz is the Iranian New Year, and he said, do not be troubled, for I will always be with you. That's another quote that he said. There's so many quotes that he has. Even when he was in Cairo, he made a statement, and he said, I have known Islam on three continents. That's the experience that guides my conviction. So whatever guides your conviction sets your agenda. So the all the statements and all the information, when you take, it's like a puzzle. It's like a big puzzle. You take a piece of information here, you put it there, you put a quote here, you put more quotes here, and then pretty soon you get a picture of what's going on, and you're able to see through insight the exact character of these people and what they want to do. So it's not a guessing game, because I have said in my books and on my website, I have said character is a signpost of the road people travel. If you understand their character, you will understand what they would do in the future. So that maybe it may seem like a broad statement, but it's not.
All right, our guest is Chris Alexander. The title of your book again?
There's several books: Truth, The Political Answer, Dangerous Times Ahead, and Two Truths, Two Justices, that are featured on my website. The website again is USA Unified Strength in America.com.
Well, there is no question at all that there really is a conspiracy to destroy the American government, to change our way of life, to destroy Christianity in the United States. Can you imagine in the Obamacare legislation, all of us are going to have to come under Obamacare, but if you're a Muslim, you don't have to, and I've heard this elsewhere. I mean, why would you simply exclude Muslims from Obamacare? Well, Chris says they are a special class, at least according to Obama. So we have to understand that our president has a divided loyalty, and his loyalty is not to the United States. In fact, he's doing everything he can to undermine the fabric of our Constitution, which he has sworn to uphold. And certainly look and see what's going on today. He is spending us into oblivion intentionally and maliciously. There's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the value of its currency. It took certainly over 200 years to get $1 trillion in federal debt. Barack Hussein Obama, every year he's so far been in office, has increased our debt over $1 trillion and basically put it up over $5 trillion, certainly in the first 4 years of his presidency. He's intent upon destroying this nation. Where is his loyalty? It certainly isn't to our Constitution. Chris, thanks very much for being with us. God bless, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
God bless. Thank you.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Union Colony Insurance in Greeley takes the time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation from Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z. That's 352-9500.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
And back here, and I it's so difficult sometimes to figure out what's going on in the world, but the first thing you have to understand is the media is tightly controlled. If you doubt that, you need to get the book we offer, The New Media Monopoly, written by Professor Ben Bagdikian. The New Media Monopoly will take you into the fact that there are six major corporations that control 90% of the medium, and they largely determine what you think, hear, and believe. In addition, at the present time, we're seeing a scandal surrounding President Obama and a lot of information coming out as far as how the IRS is being used to target conservative groups, how certainly they actually were tapping the telephones on the people who worked for Associated Press, the Benghazi scandal. All of these scandals are coming together at the same time. And ladies and gentlemen, this is all orchestrated. You must understand that if this were really a factor, this was not what was wanted. You would never hear about these issues. There might be an article one day in the paper, and it would be ignored the next day. But now attention is being focused on Barack Hussein Obama and the scandal associated with his administration. And this is being orchestrated. I can't tell you exactly why, whether he's going to be impeached, whether it is a diversion to keep our attention from other things, but understand your mind is controlled. And you got to learn how to think differently. This is why I do what I do 5 hours a day, and I don't have all the answers, but I sure got a lot of good questions. So if you'd like to listen to our programs, you can hear them at RadioLiberty.com. That's my website. And as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio every day, probably more than anybody else in the country. And we have 50 years behind us of analyzing what's going on. We've made a lot of mistakes, but I think we have a pretty good grasp of what's going on today. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly. Certainly we have all sorts of other books going into the background of the secret societies that dominate the world today. But behind it all are powerful spiritual forces, and I recommend certainly Constance Cumby's excellent little book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. And we have a DVD of a talk that Constance gave when she was a guest here at our conference a couple of years ago, and a 4-CD set, certainly with Constance Cumby. You need to get this information to understand the spiritual forces at work within our society, intent upon destroying Christianity, destroying America, and bringing about the world government. So, again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family and help us as we try to get the truth out, why, we'd love to welcome you into the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And by calling 1-800-544-8927, that's how you reach us. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not able to help financially, but you agree with us and you recognize the spiritual nature of the battle and the demonic and satanic forces behind what's going on, then please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection, because, of course, we need your help, not only financially, but spiritually as well, because this is the only thing that's maintained us for the last 50 years. As we've tried to understand and then, of course, explain to others what's really going on, because we're involved not in a political or ideological or cultural battle. We're involved in a spiritual battle that's being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, financial, educational. Well, we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision and protection until tomorrow. Thank you.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation grant letters of mark or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder.